This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. We're broadcasting today from Scott's Marine's Boat Show in Alberta, Alabama. Got super deals on boats, motors, trailers, lots of food, refreshments. Got some giveaways, some prizes. And Captain Patrick Garmison is going to be around here for a while. If you want to talk with him, get some information on fishing this local area, he'll be glad to help you. Also have a special guest joining us. His name is Ed Miller. He also goes by the name of Wingbone. And the reason he does is because he makes turkey calls out of turkey wings using the bones, and he puts little decorations on them, and they end up being a piece of art as well as a functional tool for turkey hunters. And you sure you don't want me to let Judy, your wife, know that you're on in case she's not up, huh? He's going, no. Good morning, Judy, if you happen to be listening to Wingbone. All right, Wingbone, let's talk about these turkey calls. Now, what basically is the concept of making these?
Well, the concept is you can buy any call, but this is the oldest known call to man. And the Native Americans used it, all the tribes. And what's so good about it, it works. It's just the challenge of learning how to use it, along with making it. It can be a challenge in some days. I've had some this cracked in my hand from a stress crack I couldn't see. And, you know, it's a hobby for me, but I do sell a few or give a few away, but it's just fun.
Well, why don't you give us a little demonstration of what it sounds like and what you're doing when you're making these calls.
Okay. The first one, it's just a locator sound. I got, this is number one. I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
And we got number two here. Get it all settled up. It's a little. To me, this number two gives a little louder call, but sometimes they don't want a loud call.
That's right.
And you have to go step down. And I hadn't mastered it. You can actually make one of these gobble, but I need a lot more practice. You don't put it far in your mouth. You just about a quarter of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Limited. And a lot of people put a little O-ring on there. You can't see it on the radio, but I don't do it. I just...
Well, describe for people what it looks like on it. It's actually like two pieces of bones, and they're hollowed out and snapped together and glued. And
oh, yeah. There's one with three bones, or three bone, and mm-hmm. this one is a two bone. Now, the big bone would be the amplifier for the three bone call. That's the reason so many people like it. And the middle bone, which is the ulna,
right.
And it's the sound section. It is where the sound is created.
Mm-hmm.
Because on a three bone, which is a three bone call, you got that big bone and it throws it out. Whereas you only got two bones,
mm-hmm.
the mouthpiece where you suck in like calling
right.
a dog. And that's the way you make your calls. And also sometimes a two-bone call is a lot useful because it don't, you can stick it in a pocket or something like that. But I wear take both of them. I take a, also, I don't know if I got the taper on it. You can actually use these on a slate call, which makes a whole different sound.
Well, I tell you, it's refreshing to see kind of a throwback, you know, with all the modern technology now with the fancy box calls and the plastic diaphragm calls to go back to what probably Native Americans use those and the Pilgrims use those in the early days to call turkeys and everything else. No. Couldn't go down to Walmart or any of the stores and buy one.
No stores. You either made it or you did without it.
Right. Well, it's a great work of art. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and find out about you making one, what's the best way to get you?
Probably my phone number, and if I don't answer it, just leave a message, and
you'll get back to me. Okay, well, they can call me, and I'll get them in touch with you. How long does it take to make one when somebody puts an order in? And I know you put a little bit of personalized, customized, and put names and turkey tracks or whatever they like on them.
I don't really put a time limit because I like to take my time. I don't want to
rush it.
The more I do to it, it takes time. Because once I get the bones clean, I mean, all the meat off of them, I got to boil them. Then I got to take them out, make sure I get them all cleaned up and inside. Then I got to boil them again.
Do you have, like, a stock of them where somebody could get one that's already made if they not necessarily, and maybe put a little customize on it? Or you pretty much at maximum production.
Maximum production.
I got you.
And right now I'm
loaded up.
But
we'll get you on the list. I got a lot of people out of Texas that want to get in on the drawing for the turkey call. We're gonna include them in. Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah,
thanks for donating one of these turkey calls. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I mean, it's just.
And you're gonna be around here most of the day today?
Most of it. But anyhow, the first call I used was a two bone. Maybe they can replay it later and read. And that second bone was number two. A three bone.
All right. Very good. That's Wingbone. Ed Miller's his real name. He's from Wilmer, Alabama, and his wife Judy's very proud of him. I'm sure she's up listening this morning.